Well, I could hardly let April go unannounced in musical terms, that is, but stay tuned for some April foolishness in this month's Organ First Radio. But first, let's celebrate the commencement of spring, albeit officially at the tail end of last month, with this composition by Lynn Larson, played on the Allen organ by Trevor Bolshaw. This is the very melodic First Day of Spring. First Day of Spring at the Allen Organ, and from an early incarnation of that model, we move on to the granddaddy of the range, the George Wright signature four-manual Renaissance unit orchestra in the hands of Dwight Beecham, to remind us that it wouldn't be April without some of those obligatory musical showers.
Thank you.
April Showers with Dwight Beecham. Now, so far we've heard the sounds of the electronic theatre organ, but for the next four tracks I'm going to feature the Electronic Organ World forerunner, the Hammond, and in all these tracks, the former Elegant model. Now, to do so, I have to set the scene, which begins with one of my many excursions to the eBay pages on the hunt for organ recording bargains. This is where I spied a copy of the Hammond 50th Anniversary 7-inch EP, which was basically a trade show publicity release featuring four famous American organists. The seller was asking, are you ready for this? £499.99. Now, when I went to school, that works out at 124.9975 per track. So, let's give the seller the benefit of the doubt and that it was a typing mistake and he meant to put £49.99 as the selling price. But even that is pushing things a little too far. I would have thought £4.99 was a more realistic asking price. Back in 1985, when that EP was released, I was given a copy, but for whatever reason, I sold it. But not before making a cassette copy, which in the interim 3 decades became unplayable. With the help of Blackpool organist Ray Willits, I was able to track down a copy, and that in itself is another part to this story, which I'll tell you about after you've had a listen to the four tracks and hear for yourself what £500 would have got you. Side A, track one, is the lovely Rosemary Bailey playing Pick Yourself Up. Thank you. Pick Yourself Up, which is what I did when I first saw the asking price of that EP, and that was Rosemary Bailey at the console. Track two on side A is Ollie Case, an organist still very much in demand where he now lives in Canada. His contribution is the Root Beer Rack. Ollie Case and the Root Beer Rag. Turning the disc over, we have side B, track one, which features Larry Ferrari playing Forgotten Dreams. Thank you. Forgotten Dreams, Larry Ferrari. Now, sadly, Larry Ferrari died several years ago of cancer, and of our final artist, Ed Galley, he too is no longer alive. Nevertheless, Side B, track 2, finds him taking us on an exciting journey to Brazil. So there, if you were thinking of buying the EP, I've just saved you £500. But you could still have purchased a matching Hammond 50th anniversary souvenir plastic bag on offer from another seller for £10. Now, I promised you I'd tell you the other part to this story, which involved me emailing an organ enthusiast and former Hammond organ engineer who now lives in Jersey in the Channel Islands. Michael Lamy, together with Percy Hamill, had a hand in saving and subsequently restoring and finally donating the former Forum Jersey 3-manual 8-rank Compton organ to the people of the island, where, to this day, it remains unloved, unplayed, and awaiting an uncertain future in the Fort Regent venue on the island. Now, it's an instrument that has been part of Jersey's history through years of good and bad times, and as such, very few recordings of it exist. But thanks to Michael Lamy, we can sit back and enjoy the sound of this Compton organ, played by organist Stanley King, who was the final resident organist in the days when it was in the Forum. The organ was saved in 1984, some 3 years after the Forum Cinema itself was demolished, and then it took 7 years to completely rebuild it, and by 1991 its new and present home is the Queen's Hall in Fort Regent. So for the reopening concert it was decided to ask Stanley King to come back and do the honours. Once again, with thanks to Michael Lammy, this is an extract from that opening night concert. This is the delightful composition by Gabriel Fauré, titled Vespers.
Thank you.
Vespers, played by Stanley King. The final part of this little story about the Hammond 50th Anniversary EP is that when I contacted Michael Lammy, he revealed that it was actually me who sold him the EP, because my name is still on the sleeve. Anyway, let's stay with theatre organs for a little longer and take a musical journey to Paris in the company of Jackie Brown at another unplayed organ in an unloved home, that of the Gaumont State Cinema in Kilburn. April in Paris with Jackie Brown. Now, I had a nice email from a regular listener, Jürgen Klippel, who indicated that he always enjoys hearing tracks played on electronic organs that, shall we say, have now passed into the annals of instrumental history. So I looked in my collection and found this one by our own Jimmy Smith, playing a Wellson Riviera model, which Jimmy is still to this day full of praise for. At the time it was launched, Jimmy was invited to tour in Italy and the UK at the invitation of Sandra and Dr. Quagliardi of Weebo Electronics. Additionally, Jimmy had a hand in the sound production of some of their Wellson instruments. So let's turn back the clock to 1979, when Jimmy travelled to the Grosvenor Studios in Birmingham to make an LP on that model. This is the lovely Matt Munro classic, If I Never Sing Another Song. If I Never Sing Another Song, played there by Jimmy Smith, who goes on to say that he firmly believed that the Riviera Royale had been launched a little bit too late. The home organ market was beginning to wane, but had it been 10 years earlier, it would have been a major contender in the electronic organ world, adding, "The Wellson Weebo Company was one of the nicest outfits I was ever involved with." Now, Rosemary Bailey, who we heard earlier in the programme on Hammond, is one of those organists who, given a chance, loves to play theatre organ too. Several years ago, she made an LP on the three-manual 15-rank style 235 special that used to be in the Dome Theatre in Ocean Park, California. This had been purchased by organ enthusiast, college professor and retired theatre organist Dr. Alfred Earhart, who actually built his home around the organ, where it speaks into a 22 feet high living room. Well, here's Rosemary with her musical take on New York, New York. Also had another nice email a few days ago from Phil Leader, the son of the well-known organist Alec Leader. It was a query about a Hammond organ, which I hope I was able to give him the correct answer to, and that set me thinking that it's been a long time since we heard his father, an organist who favoured the Hammond and a regular broadcaster back in the days when we were able to enjoy such music over the BBC airwaves. Well, looking at the sleeve notes on the reverse of what I'm certain is Alec Leader's only commercial LP release, Hits from the Pen of Henry Mancini, which he recorded in 1971, it was interesting to note that some of his early cinema organ playing days were on a portable Compton Mellotone, including appearances in several cinemas down here in the southwest of the country. So, to make amends for a long overdue appearance of Alec Leader, I've chosen one of Mancini's compositions that you don't very often hear played by organists, namely, Song About Love. Thank you. time, I think, to squeeze in one more composition that is certainly not out of place in this month's edition of Organ First Radio. The artist is the legendary holder of no less than 13 gold discs and one gold cassette, Klaus Funderlich. April in Portugal, played by none other than Klaus Funderlich from his 1970 double LP Around the World, performed, of course, on Hammond with a rhythm group. And there we are, that's all there's time for this month, but like I always say, if there's anything or anyone you'd like me to feature in these shows, then do drop me a line. I'll do my very best to include it in a future edition of Organ First Radio. Instead of our usual signature tune to take us out of this month's show, here's Ralph and Buddy Bond on twin Hammond organs with a timely reminder that I'll remember April. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.